From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of migrants crossed the border into Austria and Germany Saturday, but thousands more are waiting for their chance. Austria and Germany opened their borders to the migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue into Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said that authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border, specifying that the provision was a one-off. The European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented migrant influx. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini warned that the migrant inflow is here to stay and called for a unifying European approach to respond to it.
So we're not talking about a migration, an economic migration flow. In majority, we're talking about refugees towards which we have a moral and a legal duty.
Austrian Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz said that the migrants' plight and the growing human cost was a wake-up call for Europe to resolve its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates have bombed Shiite Houthi targets across Yemen one day after at least 55 soldiers from a Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources at hospitals in the capital, Sana'a, said about 24 civilians were killed in the city as a result of the attacks. The airstrikes came one day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in the rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot about 120 kilometers east of Sana'a. That attack also left 45 UAE soldiers dead. This is VOA News. Anti-government violence spread in Syria on Saturday in the heartland of the country's Druze minority, one day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, supporters of Sheikh Wahid Walus blamed the government for twin car bombings that killed him and 25 others in southwestern Sweda province. Syrian TV footage showed mayhem in the aftermath of the explosion, with civilians scrambling to remove the injured from the scene as a huge cloud of black smoke billowed above. Observatory Chief Rami Abdelrahman said that six members of regime security forces were shot dead Friday night. Meanwhile, clashes between Islamic State jihadists and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued Saturday. At least 47 fighters from both sides were killed in battles there on Friday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed concern over reports of Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria in a telephone call on Saturday to his Russian counterpart. The State Department says Kerry made clear that if the reports were accurate, the actions could further escalate the conflict, lead to greater loss of life, increase refugee flows, and risk confrontation with the anti-Islamic State coalition operating in Syria. Kerry and Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, agreed that discussions on the conflict would continue in New York later this month. The New York Times reported that Russia had sent a military advance team to Syria and was taking other steps that Washington fears might signal plans to vastly expand its military support for President Bashar al-Assad. President Barack Obama used the Labor Day holiday to call on Congress to pass a federal budget before the October 1st deadline. In his weekly media address, the president said that the labor movement helped build the American economy and that a government shutdown would derail progress that has been made during the past 6.5 years.
At a time when the global economy faces headwinds and America's economy is a relative bright spot in the world, a shutdown of our government would be wildly irresponsible. It would be an unforced error that saps the momentum we've worked so hard to build.
The Labor Department reported Friday that unemployment fell to 5.1% in August, its lowest level in 7.5 years. The report said the economy added 173,000 jobs in August, which was less than many economists expected. The government's fiscal year ends September 30th. If no budget is passed, the government could shut down October 1st. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.